here's a story from The World.
This month marks 9 years since many young undocumented men and women first got some relief from deportation through a program called DACA. That stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's helped hundreds of thousands of people, mostly from Mexico, but also from other parts of Latin America, Asia, and Africa. The World's Daisy Contreras has the story of how DACA has affected two people across two generations of the program.
Carla Mercado was 11 years old when she saw President Barack Obama on TV announce DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It was 2012.
Effective immediately, the Department of Homeland Security is taking steps to lift the shadow of deportation from these young people. Over the next few months...
That was 9 years ago. DACA would give thousands of undocumented young people temporary protection from deportation and a work permit, renewable every 2 years. Mercado is a newcomer to the program, or at least she hopes to be. She just applied for DACA this year. She's been undocumented since she was 2 when she came to the U.S. with her parents from Bolivia. As a kid, she didn't really know what DACA meant.
We didn't really pay it too much attention because I wasn't eligible for it yet. So we just kind of kept waiting.
Now she finally is. Mercado is 19, a pre-med student, and lives in Virginia with her parents. She's part of a new generation of undocumented people who qualified for DACA during the Trump administration, which fought against DACA. Nothing seemed certain. At first, Mercado held up from applying.
Out of fear, with the Trump administration coming in for the first time and immediately going into different policies attacking our community, there was the concern that maybe applying for DACA would actually put me at greater risk.
But she waited too long. The Trump administration ended DACA just before she wanted to apply. Trump officials said the program had been unlawfully put into place. Mercado says she sometimes questions why she waited.
After the program was rescinded, I thought to myself, maybe I should have taken the risk. Maybe I should have put in my application. Where would I be now?
So Mercado remained undocumented throughout high school, without much to look forward to. She couldn't get a driver's license, a work permit, or financial aid for college. She felt lost, she says.
It's definitely something more unique having to go through those pivotal moments in life, coming of age, without a protection like DACA to help through some moments that seem basic, the basic milestones.
Jose Munoz has been there. But he belongs to a much older generation of DACA recipients, part of the first group who applied for it under Obama. He was in his 20s back then.
It wasn't until I was able to apply for DACA that I was able to get some more financial aid, apply for a job that paid for some of my schooling, which was really a game changer.
Munoz is also with United We Dream, a national group led by immigrant youth. He says that while Mercado's generation and his generation do have many things in common, he also sees the differences. Today, there's more awareness about what it means to be undocumented.
In some ways, it's easier for people to find community and to find the resources that they need to be able to navigate life as an undocumented person, even anything as simple as like resources for college or things like that.
Carla Mercado has found that community with other undocumented students. During the pandemic, she joined virtual gatherings that made those connections easier. She's participated in rallies demanding that Congress provide a pathway to citizenship for undocumented people. But she's still looking for something to arrive in the mail. After several years of waiting, people can now apply for DACA again. Mercado submitted her application and is waiting for a response. It's a tough wait, she says. One filled with excitement, but also anxiety.
And sometimes I'll think about it and feel like years have passed and it's been forever. Why are they taking so long? And then other times I'll really stop and be like, okay, it's only been a couple months. You know, they're still doing their thing.
There's uncertainty, though. Although the Biden administration says it supports DACA, the program still has its enemies. Texas is suing to end DACA. Among other things, it argues that a president doesn't have the power to create a program like it. It's overreach, they say. It's another legal battle that puts the program in jeopardy. For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras. From PR.